Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that California may not enforce a pandemic-inspired ban on indoor church services, nor may the state ban singing or chanting. NPR's Nina Totenberg has details on this ruling by the nation's highest court.
Earlier this year, the Supreme Court, by a 5-4 vote, upheld the ban in California and similar ones elsewhere. But with the arrival of new Justice Amy Coney Barrett in place of the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the balance of power on the question switched, and this latest order is fresh evidence of the court's willingness to second-guess state health and elected officials when it comes to fighting the pandemic. Instead of the ban, the court imposed its own rule, a 25% cap on attendance, and a ban on singing and chanting. The six conservative members of the court were split about how far to go, while the court's three liberals dissented. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Chicago's latest plan to reopen public schools for in-person classes next week has hit a stumbling block. NPR's Matthew Schwartz reports the teachers' union remains concerned about the logistics of returning to school while the pandemic is still going on.
The city of Chicago and its teachers are fast approaching a showdown. Schools went fully virtual last March. Now the district wants to start returning to in-person classes, starting with kindergarten through eighth grade. 60,000 students were supposed to begin returning to the classroom this past week. But negotiations have stalled. The main sticking point? When should schools shut down in case of new coronavirus outbreaks? The union also wants teachers to be able to get vaccinated before returning to work. But the city says there just aren't enough doses to go around yet. The teachers' union says if the school district retaliates against teachers who want to keep teaching virtually, they will strike. Matthew Schwartz, NPR News, Washington.
Army officials at Fort Bliss in Texas are still in the dark about the whereabouts of a soldier who disappeared from base last July. Details on the case from Angela Cochurga with member station KTEP in El Paso.
Private Richard Halliday disappeared last summer without a trace. His parents were not notified he was missing for more than a month. They've raised questions about the Army's handling of his case. The commander of Fort Bliss in November ordered an investigation of leadership and treatment of soldiers in Halliday's battalion. The investigation, made public Friday, found no evidence of, quote, toxic leadership or negligence, mistreatment of soldiers, or criminal activity. It did determine the stress of rapid deployment and pandemic restrictions for soldiers contributed to low morale. A criminal investigation into Halliday's disappearance is ongoing. The Army has a $25,000 reward for credible information about Halliday. I'm Angela Cocherga in El Paso.
This is NPR. In Iraq, more than 100 people from the Yazidi minority have been buried 6 years after they were killed by ISIS. NPR's Alice Fordham reports they'd been exhumed from mass graves.
The coffins were carried to the burial ground in a televised ceremony in the village of Korjo in northern Iraq, attended by relatives and officials. The people, almost all from Korjo, had been murdered by ISIS militants who considered their ancient faith heretical. They were identified using DNA testing after mass graves were exhumed last year. Iraqi authorities, in partnership with a special branch of the UN, are still working to identify more bodies. Yazidi activists have called for better conditions in camps where displaced Yazidis are still living and for the passing of a stalled parliamentary bill to support Yazidi victims of ISIS. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Iraq.
The Northeast is getting ready for another taste of heavy winter weather. Forecaster Bob Orovec at the National Weather Service says the brunt of the new storm system will hit tomorrow.
We do expect a band of heavy snow to be moving pretty quickly northward on Sunday, first hitting the nation's capital around sunrise, headed towards New York City by late morning, and then up to Boston by the afternoon. When it's all said and done, looks like there's going to be a pretty broad swath of 4 to 8 inches of snow across these regions.
In parts of southern New England, some places could get as much as a foot of snow, but it's a fast-moving system, according to forecasters, and they say by day's end, it will be all over. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.